How'd I forget that? Get the hey! Welcome to In Hot Water, boys. Fresh new week. Exciting. You know why it's even more exciting? Look who's over here. Look
who's here.
Hey, patch me into Aaron Berg, everyone.
Look at this great shirt I got. Make America's. Oh, my nipples look big in this. I gotta lose weight. We had a party last night, so I'm fat. I ate cake. We had cake. Speaking of fat, Steve is here. All the way. Came in from Montreal, yeah. Canada.
Montreal, but you're a Blue Jays fan, not an Expos fan, or you switched when they left?
I'm from Vancouver.
Yeah.
I'll talk slower.
No, hey! It's because they...
Just for you.
Guys from Boston, these guys are awesome. It's going to be... I don't like the Bruins. I'm very excited to watch the Leafs beat the Bruins finally this year. I think it's going
to
happen.
Was it last year they lost to the Bruins?
They've lost every year to the Bruins.
I was confused, the Bruins and the Penguins.
When they were up 3-1, and then they lost. And then last year, it was they were up 4-1, and then they lost again. It's a curse. And Brad Marchand's getting under Marner's skin. He keeps tweeting at him and stuff. So I'm going to find Brad Marchand... Right. And rape him.
No, you can't do that. We've been through that. You'll get letters. The one thing I know.
But wait. No, we got letters from not raping someone. So if I rape someone, then maybe we won't get letters.
No, you would just, they would actually, we'd get more letters.
He's an athlete. So what if I turned it and I'm like, he raped me?
No, well, you could get away with that. They did that with the hockey player in Chicago, right?
Yeah, Taves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just said he's like, hey, I got laid. No, you raped me. Did I?
So if I okay, say this. If I get Brad Marchand to have sex with Michael Jackson, that'll turn him gay. Because that turns everyone gay.
He's dead. No, people.
Brad Marchand's dead.
No, Michael Jackson's dead.
Okay, but Michael Jackson in the Neverland documentary, he slept with these kids and turned them gay by sleeping with them.
That I'm going to agree with, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if I turn Brad Marchand gay, I have sex with him, then I'm like, he raped me. Then he'll be suspended from the game.
How long do you think this whole plan's going to take? You may miss hockey.
I got nothing until 10 tonight in between this show.
I think you're going to have to cut a lot of corners to pull that off. First of all, you'd have to find out where Brad Marchand is.
Probably Boston.
Is he Boston?
Yep.
You could check. Okay, so let's go through
this. What's the population of Boston?
A lot.
2 mil, 3 mil? Easy as pie.
Is this where you're getting your geographical data from?
He has a Boston shirt on.
Fucking
he knows.
Pituitary disorder David Tell is giving you your friggin' geographical data?
I have no idea. But those testes aren't retarded. all right. Well, anyways, Boston.
4 minutes into the week, I've got
that much news. Mystery.
Yeah.
I had a party last night. We had people over. I didn't know you guys were here, but we had like a get together where I invited some people over, some friends, Monroe Martin, Minyu and Hart, their girlfriends, Candy from Stand Up New York.
Minyu's
not married.
Monroe's married.
Monroe's
that's
married. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. They grew up so fast.
It was great. If you guys saw the house party, you would be like, oh, this guy's not racist at all. It was amazing. We had pinatas, a Quincy. Sinera.
Hot chicks there that we did not rape.
Kwanzaa.
Fantastic.
There was no hot chicks. Okay, sure. My wife? Oh, God. So we had people. Who else came? Richie Redding. So everybody came over, and we were like, we're going to barbecue, but it was raining. So we did heavy apps and had a great time. Everybody hung out, listened to music, had some cigars. And then it's almost time to go, and all of a sudden the kitchen smells like human feces that had been lit on fire. So I have a bathroom right off the kitchen. Fuckface decides to go in and drop a deuce right near where everybody's hanging out, where like a wooden door.
If I can make it even worse, when he says right off the kitchen, he makes it sound like, you go out, you make a left, and it's right there. No, it's the kitchen. Like, if this is the kitchen, this would be the door to the bathroom.
Yeah, so he shits, and everyone goes, what the fuck is that?
It's a Puerto Rican kitchen.
Yeah, and I live in Queens, but it's like, we had a candle burning, you could still smell it, so then we put another candle in, and everyone's like, is there matches? And then all of a sudden, everyone's like, I gotta go. Everyone left at the same time.
Hand to God.
Shit.
I mean,
he shits so quick, you don't even know.
Like, no one will even know. I'll take a quick shit, they'll think I piss, and I get out, and it is my insides, and it's... And he's being nice because I'm telling you, Richie goes, did you? And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden, within 3 minutes, I would say, everyone is standing up and be like, we got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like 3 minutes. So you're welcome.
Yeah.
So you're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, we had to leave. So then I go to Brooklyn to do a bar show. I'm doing this new thing where I'm like, I want to do bar shows again so I can get my edge back. So I go
I'll
to this
start
bar
going
show.
With you.
No, thanks. And, The guy before me is from Israel, so he, like, it's not, English isn't his first language, so he's like, I wish that I was a homosexual so that I could, gay men, you get to just have sex right away. But if you date a woman, you have to date her, take her out, put fingers in her. And so I go up.
You followed Yakov Smirnov?
No, it was like that. His name is Eric, I think. So I go up after him. I make fun of him for 3 minutes. Then I start going in. And I'm crushing. I don't say I'm crushing if I'm not crushing. I'm crushing. There's maybe like 23 people.
You say you stink it up when you are crushing.
I say I stink it up when I'm not happy. And then there's an Asian. He looks kind of Asian. He looks like Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite, but his eyes are slanted. So he's either Asian or real confused and jaundiced. So,
really confused.
So I go, oh, you're Asian. He goes, and just stares at me like, and I go, what type of Asian are you? He's like, really? And I'm like... And I go,
you didn't tell me that on the elevator.
And I go, yeah. And he's like, and this girl next to him, this fag hag, she goes,
what
sorry.
Did you say it again.
Fruit fly.
Really?
He goes, really? And he doesn't want to say. And I go, oh, I get it. I totally respect you. You don't want to say. So you're Vietnamese. And because they never want to say. So then I move on. He's got a mustache. And I go, for an Asian guy, I can't believe you grew a mustache. Usually Asians can't grow facial hair. They look like they rub their face in Vaseline and then just put in Earl Grey tea leaves. So everyone else is laughing. This guy.
Is that new?
Yeah. This guy's incredibly offended. The gay guy with him on the date is having a great time because he's trying to fuck this guy. So now he's like, oh, this guy's vulnerable. I'm going to get balls deep in this
kid. I didn't think that's what he was thinking.
Well, I'm thinking that's what he's thinking. And so
you
I go
really
on.
You project a lot of stuff.
And the girl's like, I don't think this is creative at all. And I'm like, oh, I totally get why you're single and have to hang out with gay dudes. And so I go off on her for a little bit. And then the people get so fed. There's a black dude behind. I go, hey, black dude, what type of black are you? And he goes, half black. And everyone's laughing, having a
He's having a good time at a comedy show. Weird.
And
weird.
Then, and then the people start going, you know what? No. No. We're leaving, and you're paying our bill. And I go, you're talking to the wrong motherfucker. And so one guy goes, I'll pay their bill. And I go, what? And
then, that's awesome.
And the bartender goes, it's $170. And then he slides his credit card back in his pocket. So the two gay guys don't want to pay. And I'm like, oh, where's this going to go? Because we're in Brooklyn. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't go to Brooklyn a lot, but I know people get really offended. The bartender goes to the gay dude. He goes, you have to fucking pay your bill right now or I'm calling the cops. And I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Justice. So the guy goes, look, this is enough. You're joking about AIDS? I go, I never joked about AIDS. He goes, someone else did. I go, well, AIDS isn't even a thing anymore. They have PrEP. What's your problem? And he walks out and he goes, fuck you and your ignorant take on PrEP. And I go, PrEP solved AIDS. Would you rather have AIDS than a pill you could just take in raw dog? And he walked out on the street. The bartender went out. They got paid. And everybody applauded. The bar had my back. They're like, we are going to get such a bad Yelp review, but it was worth it. Yeah, they loved it. It was amazing.
It's so funny because I was thinking, that, like, because I'm hanging with him yesterday. He's like, how was your weekend? Or maybe I just volunteered it. But it's like, if this was 10 years ago, you would say something like, oh, my God, I had a guy walk out of my show. Mm-hmm. But now it's a part of fucking comedy.
Yeah.
When like he's like, how was the weekend? I'm like, Friday, some woman got mad. Like, and she's sitting like, if this is the stage, there's a woman sitting like 5 feet to my left and I'm calling her husband a faggot. And she's like, ugh. And everyone's having a good time and she's getting mad. And that's just it. It's like, there's 1% of the world that go to comedy shows and they're like, well, I'm just here, you know, to make sure everyone laughs at the right stuff. And they know nothing about fucking comedy. And I almost want to be like, and I said this once and I got to work it into something, but it's true. It's like, and if you don't like my joke about the Holocaust or about, you know, like domestic violence, then maybe you want me to be up here in like a colored friggin' suit with bells on the end because you think I'm some kind of fucking jester and you don't realize that we're as much artists as if you write a book about the Holocaust, like Eli Wiesel's Night, which is amazing, or friggin' The Diary of Anne Frank, both of which, you ready for this? They're in the nonfiction section. Nonfiction. Yeah, weird. If you write a book like that, it's brilliant art.
Wait, because the Holocaust happened.
Oh, that's why. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Or if you make a painting like the Guernica by Picasso, which is a painting dedicated to, like, fuck you, Berg, to hundreds of innocent fucking Spanish civilians that died in a bombing. They're like, this is beautiful. But if you write comedy about it, like, oh, these guys are just making fun. No, you fucking cunts. We're fucking artists.
Where do you get this costume with the bells on it?
Like the court jester.
That'd be awesome. Why do you not do that now?
You're not wearing that on stage.
But I'm saying you should. It'd be hilarious.
All right, you know what? I'll get one for the live show in Cleveland.
Please get one.
I will.
You could wear a jester suit. I think that'd be fantastic.
Hey, and the way I move my head.
I don't know why you're complaining about wearing a jester suit. I think it's hilarious.
You know, you really do see the opportunity. And everything.
Yeah, I just think it's a great idea. Well, we got a big show. It's 9/11,
really,
which is Pete Davidson career day.
Sorry. Yeah.
I gotta get out of here. But you have a big show. We have a special guest today. A whole bunch of people live. I gotta get out of here.
Oh, maybe Pushy Poo drops.
Don't say the F word. It's Free Mondays, by the way.
Oh, is it Free Mondays?
Schultz looks like he got cleaned up a little bit.
Did he get a haircut? Oh. Fantastic. I can't stress that enough. It's like, that's literally what it is. If you, and the people that don't laugh at these jokes, like about the Holocaust and shit, they're people like, yeah, I just want you to know that's not funny because the Holocaust was bad. If I walk up to you on the street and I say, yo, dude, you're wrong. Slavery was a bad thing. You'd be like, look, get the fuck away from me. I don't know what you're fucking assuming about me. But they're all like saving the world. Like, really? You did a joke about AIDS? Yeah. Yeah. We can laugh at AIDS now because we cured it. You could suck all the dick you want. Suck, 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 suck.
Did you just say you had AIDS?
No! Maybe. I haven't felt well lately.
Yeah, I know.
But you know what wakes you up more than anything? More than whiskey?
Unprotected sex with a girl you met?
Not going to talk about that. You know what wakes you up? Losing the hot water halfway through a shower, and I take a quick shower. It was like something out of a sitcom.
So isn't it ironic you host a show called In Hot Water, but you had no hot water?
But I was not in hot water the second half of my morning.
Oh, okay.
Bought a TV this weekend. All come together for me. All this right. Is me just rubbing my nose, your nose. All right, I'm going to drink. Oh, and gentlemen, thank you, Steve Sullivan, for the whiskey and the beer. Feel free to come up and grab some. I'm telling you, that's why we have the cups.
My breakfast first, and then I can go on the second breakfast.
Now, I want to thank you, and then we'll get to the news stories. As you came all, this is your vacation, you came all the way. That's fantastic. We have the best fucking fans in the world. Hey! Who got a haircut? We got to talk after the show.
I look like an extra in the breakfast.
He'll never learn. He'll never learn. So thank you for coming out. And this guy came down from Boston?
Bill Schultz looks really good. I'm impressed.
He really does. He looks like he's...
I look like a monkey. I look more monkey when my hair is short.
You can't say that.
It's Free Mondays. Would you talk to him?
Sorry.
Jesus, you can't just say I look like a monkey. By the way, did you see the guests in the green room? Big Hollywood director. He's going to be on in a little bit. My friend Eton.
I'll post it right now.
Would do you well to meet with him. All right. So, yeah. So, thank you for coming out. That's fantastic. All right. Wonderful stuff. Sorry I wrecked your bathroom. It's a cute little bathroom. I was first time at the Berg's house this weekend. Beautiful house. Beautiful house. Fantastic. That's really it. Did you win or lose on the Birmingham Iron this weekend, Garrett?
I'm worried you have AIDS.
I probably don't have AIDS. I very well could have worn a condom this weekend. Oh, condom! Really? Are we going to do that? Is that what's going on here?
Going to do what?
Nothing.
No.
Hey!
We got a news guy we got to transfer to. We got a lot of stories to get to today.
This guy's back. Steve, wasn't Anal Bin Booper good? See? Anal Bin Booper was good. I loved him. You can't compare yourself to... We'll get right to you. You can't compare yourself to legit... No, God almighty.
Good morning.
Why am
it's
I trying?
Ori O'Connor.
Ori's fantastic. Ori, let me tell you, Ori, Gino Biscani, you remember me from Thursday. You were a big hit with the fans. I'm glad they took you on. You're a big hit.
The irony was when I was given my name by Garrett and I said Ori O'Connor, it took you a second and told my wife my name and had to explain that three times as well.
Did she say really at some
point? Not a
really?
Lot of people get the Oreo reference.
It's kind of brilliant. It's kind of brilliant.
It is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, up top, cookie,
right?
Mouth, cream, right. Chin, cookie.
Now, how did you spend your weekend, Ori? I was watching...
Dipping my face in milk. Telling kids not to have too many of me.
Right, right. Because that's what Oreo cookies do. Is that what it is?
Yes.
All right. So did you show up with them?
I had a wonderful time. I was barbecuing. Someone called the police on me, but then I showed them my mouth, and they said it was all right. Went to a dog park. Someone called the police on my dog, but then I showed them the puzzle piece missing in my forehead, and they said it was all right.
Can I guess what kind of dog you own? Can I guess?
Was selling bottled water on the street. Someone called the police, but then I showed them my sprayed up neck, and they said it was all right.
Can I guess the kind of dog you own?
Sure.
Dalmatian.
You got it.
Because it makes every, like, short people own chihuahuas, black people own killing dogs, and you own a Dalmatian.
That's correct.
Free Monday. Knock it down to 50% for the pit bull joke. All right, we're back. We're back. So what's going on, buddy?
Oh, a lot of big news. Oh, a great family story as Easter time nears, which is the time that the bunny rabbits ended slavery.
No, not even close. Not even close. There's no. It's when Jesus was crucified. They put him in the tomb. 3 days later, he came back from the dead. I don't know where the bunny came from.
Black Jesus.
Not Black Jesus, although many people think Jesus was black, which is why
he took a nap for three days.
I'm sorry, I had to get that out.
I went out on the streets and took some photos with fans. Very excited to be living here in New York. I met with Fox affiliate Jim Ifalia, and I went out on the street just here in New York and met some fans.
Are you thinking of moving here now that you landed the big cake in hot water gig?
Definitely. I'm thinking of moving to Harlem and Soho.
You know, I live on East 104th in Harlem. You should come by sometime.
Sure, I'll stop by next time I need some makeup for my mouth.
We do have plenty of discount beauty shops. If you had hair, you could get all the friggin' pomade you need. It's fantastic stuff.
Well, I was able to meet Jimmy Fallon right outside of his studio.
That is incredible. Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Or do you have a picture of this?
I do.
I'm terrified. Let's take a look. Come on.
There he is.
I don't see him. That's not Jimmy Fallon. And why is your mouth so much whiter down on the bottom?
Whoa, when I go south of 42nd, I'll remove most of the chin makeup.
That's pretty good stuff. That's not Jimmy Fallon, by the way. Just looks like a stranger. What made you think he was Jimmy Fallon? Did he say he was Jimmy Fallon?
No, the hair, the nose, the ears, the bag.
Did he sign an autograph? Did he take you on a tour of New York?
Sign an autograph. It says Mark Johnson.
Yeah, that's not Jimmy Fallon. That's two completely different names.
I met some other newscasters. I was able to run around. I went to Fox, as I mentioned. I met with Jimmy Fallon and a lady over at Fox as well.
Jimmy Fallon, he's a writer over at Fox. He's great.
Yeah, wonderful.
Let's see. Do you have a picture of them?
Sure.
Okay.
This was me.
Okay, first of all, that's not you. That's a black person.
Oh, that's me.
That is not you.
That's me, Corey O'Connor, in the flesh.
That's really you?
Corey O'Connor.
What did you say?
Corey? Damn it. Let's do it live! Do it live!
We're hanging out!
For Christ's sake!
You okay, Ori?
Go back to ones. It's me, Ori O'Connor.
That's really you?
Yes.
Do you put makeup on sometimes?
Oh, yes, I put makeup on for Fox to meet quotas. Here's me getting ready when I got to the Fox studios. You can see the Simpsons sign behind me.
I don't want to sit. Oh, my. So let me ask you this. Does your face change, like... Are there different days where they're...
Yes, I'm like a chameleon. Depends on who I'm around.
Who were you around when this picture was taken? Were you watching Nightmare on Elm Street? Who were you around?
I was watching a news special on cows and methane gas.
Speaking of methane gas, I was at Berg's yesterday for a house party. I ruined it. I am a literal party pooper. Your Celtics are in the shitter. I'm loving every second of it. You happy you have Kyrie Irving now, jerk? You happy you have that prima donna? All right, back to Corey O'Connor.
Corey O'Connor reporting live.
Okay. You want to cover a story, Ori?
I'd love to cover a story. We have a great family story where a mother and daughter were brought together on a college campus. Great bonding story in this time where so many people feel divided and separated. We were able to
get people together.
How do I not have this story, although I know it perfectly? All right, is this the lovely story about these this woman who went out with her daughter on the college spring break?
Yes, there was a movie made with Melissa McCarthy where she pretended to be a mother of a daughter, and then she went to college. But this is not a movie. This is a real-life story, and that's what Ori O'Connor brings you here at Compound Media.
Yeah, play the music just so it has even more gravitas.
Ori O'Connor with news.
There we go. There we go. All right, so do we have video? Do we have video? We just go into the story. Here we go.
We do have video of a mother hanging out with her daughter, having good times and learning America's future. Is it in peril or is it the future?
Is that your thing? Like you ask a question and then she
I'm Ori O'Connor, and that's the way the cookie crumbles.
And this is the color my face is. Oh, that's right. I told you that. All right. All right, let's go to the video. Woman hanging out with her daughter on spring break. They're hanging out. She's trying to be the cool mom. If you ever saw Mean Girls, Amy Poehler, because I'm the cool. It's funny. You should watch it. I feel like every girl I've ever dated.
We do have some issues here, but in other news today,
you ever heard
Tucker
of the internet?
Carlson what's owns it? The internet.
Who?
Tucker Carlson.
He does not own the internet.
Dropped a wicked truth bomb.
Did you see this?
Breaking news.
They tried to.
I'll get back to Tucker in a second. Here's the mother and daughter.
Are you even fucking trying? It's not Thursday. We're not mailing shit in today.
How do you mean?
Nothing. All right, so this is the mother.
This is my second day. I'm not trying to rock the Amistad.
This is her daughter, and so she went on spring break with her, obviously to make sure she didn't get laid, so she drank with her. She was C-blocking her. C is in Catwat. She was C-blocking her, and what are we doing?
We're showing the video. This girl looks handicapped the way she's sitting.
It's a bad angle. Don't we have the video?
Sure.
Can we play Betty Hill music for it?
Just be patient.
What's that?
Do you like her legs?
Why are we doing... This is... It's the other video. Scroll down. Scroll down.
Do you want us to scroll down?
Why? You went to the wrong YouTube. Why don't you go to the...
I'm Ori O'Connor.
We know who you fucking are. Stop saying your name while you're buying time. Here we go. Keep going. This is it. There
this
you go.
This is Ori O'Connor, okay, live with news.
It's not live. Benny Hill, look, she's slut. Oh, there you go. There you go. Let's start your Monday with this. A woman that throws up and then she slides in her own vomit and whacks herself. That's your story, Ori O'Connor? That's what you had to see?
Well, I think it's funny because she first...
All right, with the sound, it's
you
better.
Have to watch it about 12 times. Right, watch this. Here's the white woman. She throws up.
Oh,
and she runs
God.
And slips on it. Now, here's the daughter looking at her mom. Her mom goes, I don't feel well. I'm going to blah. Whoopsie. You know
all right, I was wrong.
Let's watch it about another eight times.
Watch when she stands up and you see the ball.
Well, she knew
out.
She was going to throw
it
up.
Is. Do it with the Benny Hill music. Garrett,
well, she's trying to get to the bathroom. Look at those jeans.
I mean,
shorts.
Look, there's a perfectly good sink there. And by the way, incidentally, at Berg's house, if the bathroom were that far from where the people were when I took my shit, might have been fine. Was it?
Gino, she slipped in her own throw up.
Is that what you like, Ori? Are you just.
I'm not above a little bit of slapstick.
Try with the Benny Hill music. Do we have that yet?
I don't even know if you need it. Look how good this is, because she starts throwing up.
Is it possible, Ori, that you just watched this all weekend rather than cover all the news topics we wanted you to get to, and you just showed up with this instead, and you wanted us to watch this for about 10 minutes?
Well, I mean, this is reflective of what's happening politically,
watch
because
now.
She kind of
sure
looks like
help?
Nancy
watch.
Pelosi.
Watch this, watch this. The music makes you watch this. No, the music helps. The music helps. Watch it.
I like that she's throwing up as soon as she stands up.
Do it again. This my bit. Watch it with this music. I want you to know we've been showing this for
all right, we can just show this on a loop. I'm going for lunch.
All right, I'm going to go get some more whiskey with Steve and fucking Billy. This show is so stupid. What are you people watching? Hey, it's Free Monday. Somebody just turned into Free Monday and just like, so this is the show?
Let me ask you
somebody
this,
just tuned in, it's like, they want me to send them $9 a month to watch fucking some guy that's, I don't even think that's really the Ori guy.
I'm Ori O'Connor, and this is the news.
So basically that woman just fucking wanted to hang out with her daughter on spring break, right? And then to keep her from getting laid, she's like, no, I'm the cool mom. I can drink. And then she slipped and bashed her head in her own puke.
That's correct.
And that of all the stories, and it's of all the stories you
I
have,
wanted to lead with that because it's lead. A feel-good family story.
That was your lead, a woman falling in her own vomit on spring break. That was the lead.
That's correct.
We have a tranny attacking people with mace. We have a woman.
Wait a minute.
We had a woman.
Let me look at this. So you're saying a part of a car engine came out and attacked someone?
No. A black.
Well, you said a tranny.
A black transgender woman named Thomas Heard. What is going on with the world? A woman named Thomas Heard, armed with a woman, a black transgender Bronx woman.
Excuse me?
A woman, black transgender.
And the name of this woman was?
Thomas Heard.
I think you've made an error here.
T-H-O-M-A-S
Heard. Let me get my team, Garrett and
Wait, what did
Jake.
He hear?
No, Heard, that's the last name. Thomas Heard.
What?
I'm pausing because this is our fan base. That's his last name is Heard.
What?
No. The guy's name is Heard, Thomas.
What guy?
Thomas, the black transgender woman guy.
You're coming through loud and clear. We can hear you.
Okay. Knock it down to 50%.
So you're
off.
Saying...
Yes.
Thomas a woman is named Thomas.
So a black...
I think a guy, Thomas, heard about a woman.
Oh. Thomas Heard what?
Don't you? Yeah. No. Thomas Heard is his name. Her
Thomas
name.
Thomas hears a who?
Don't get to the owl bit. We're not doing the owl
Thomas
bit.
Thomas Heard, her name is what?
No, Tom. If you were to read her birth certificate, it would read male, and it would say last name Heard, first name Thomas. How about that?
Last name Heard what?
No. Forget it.
So who's on second?
A woman, black transgender woman whose name was not
Wait
released.
Wait a minute. What?
They didn't release her name.
Hang on one second.
Didn't release it. I think we have a...
You're saying a woman named Thomas.
Yes. Yes. And we actually have... She pulled.
This is Oreo Connor reporting live.
No, all you did was scroll...
This just in. Woman steals man's identity.
This would be better if it were a legit news guy.
Thomas Heard,
a man
who has chopped his penis off and replaced it with a can of mace, goes through the Bronx spraying avidly at white people in
like,
what is a hate crime.
I feel like
now,
having...
Gino, on behalf of part of my face, I'm offended.
What's that?
Why would she hate white people? How would she feel about my chin and upper and lower lip area and the missing... four puzzle pieces of my forehead.
I'm still enjoying part of my face is offended. Thomas Heard.
Does anyone have an airbrush?
Alleged. Did you? Hey, have you seen? They have that thing. It's a new. I've seen the infomercial where they just spray. It's like
prison reform.
No, it's like an airbrush for your face. You should try that. Have you seen that, Garrett? Like the ad where you just airbrush on the makeup and it makes you look like what's that? It makes you, it's like, it goes on so evenly and smoothly, you can't tell the difference. Have you seen that? It's like an air, all right, you don't care. Hey, Mark's here, like it can't
Gino,
get
Gino, I've got a story. A trans woman went through the Bronx. Her name was Thomas Heard.
That's right, Heard what? Oh, that's your bit. Yeah, she attacked a husband and a wife shopping on East 187th near Hughes Avenue in Belmont.
Oh, people out shopping for sliced mangoes in Ziploc bag get stabbed.
I hate him.
It's Oreo Connor with the news.
Then she kicked
Do you like Men's Warehouse shirts with a white t-shirt underneath? Then order now the Oreo Connor Newsline.
Then she kicked a 55-year-old man, pepper sprayed him in the face, and told the couple, I fucking hate white people. The next day, she struck again four blocks away. She's a slow walker. Heard approached. Thank
Thomas
you.
Heard that she walks slowly.
When that's not funny.
Which is
to me.
Why Thomas ran.
Okay.
Then Thomas yelled.
Thomas.
Hang on one second. Gary, get that. This down. New idea for children's book.
Wait, who did
Thomas Heard.
Horton Heard of who? Then he approached a couple walking near their apartment on Crotona Avenue near 187. Asked the 24-year-old woman, are you white? Now, see, I could see you getting that question. I could see you. getting that. Are you white?
I do get that question mostly when I'm in saunas.
Are you white? And then pepper sprayed her in the face. Heard also pulled a blade, I don't know why, and threatened the woman's 30-year-old boyfriend before she ran off. None of the victims in either incident needed medical attention. They're now investigating whether Heard, they're investigating whether Heard was the person that sprayed seven white victims with an unknown substance in Manhattan several hours before the first Bronx attack. Can I guess? Yeah. Yeah. It's not a copycat mini stroke. 31 minutes. Copycat crime. Thank you, Steve.
Ori O'Connor, Dow Jones down 0.84%.
Is it really?
Yes.
It was up this weekend, right?
No. The markets are closed on the weekend,
I mean,
dumbass.
It closed. Yeah, you're right. Why did I have a dream the market? I have no. About an hour later, a mystery sprayer. That was my nickname in college. I did a little mystery spraying this weekend. This guy knows what I'm talking about. That's going to come back and haunt me.
Sorry, did you mention you had a dream the stock markets were open on the weekend?
I don't know. I don't know anymore. Sure.
Let's elaborate on this, please.
What's that?
What was this dream you had?
No, I just...
Were you Gordon Gekko?
I got whiskey all day. You don't bother me.
We want to hear more about this dream. Last night I had a dream that I slept because my melatonin was low.
I don't remember my dreams usually. Do you? I'm bad at remembering my dreams.
Right. So why do you remember this one where the market's open?
No, that's exactly it. It's like I didn't, and then you brought up the market, and I kind of, it made me remember it. It's weird. You never.
And what happened in this dream?
I was Gordon Gekko. Okay.
Did you buy low, sell high?
Yeah, that's what I did. That's what I did.
That's the key.
Thanks.
I'm Ori O'Connor, I had three scholarships to play saxophone.
Seems like you blew all the black off your lips. About an hour later, the sprayer hit a 30-year-old woman in the face. So basically, this crazy bitch is macing people. She's not been charged in the Manhattan attacks, awaiting arraignment in the Bronx. So
Gino, we've got Thomas Heard. I was able to contact them thanks to our new booker, Ari. And,
Thank you.
We've got Thomas Heard. He is going to skip in.
Skype in.
Skype.
The Y is sometimes pronounced like an I.
All right, if you could bear with me for one moment.
I don't know that I can. This whiskey bottle is not going to make it. We're going to your dad's place after this? Loves. Oh, hold on. I got to hit the button. Thank you. Oh, God almighty. That's Wesley. Did you Google to Wang Fu with love or what? All right. Thomas Heard, you are in hot water. Welcome. How do you explain your erratic, hateful behavior over the weekend?
Shut up, cracker.
Did you call in to explain your side of the story or just spew hate speech at me?
I'm going to say what I want to say.
Okay. What do you want to say?
Do you hear that?
No, I didn't hear nothing. Anything. Oh, my God. I heard nothing. So I heard nothing. I don't know what's going on over there. What?
Shh. Listen.
Okay. I don't know. What is
that? You hear that?
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know. I heard something.
Oh, I get it. I get it now. Why do I always get the joke after every fucking listener? I'm the last one to get it. Okay.
Shh.
You're going to do it again. See.
It's like maybe a squirrel walking on like twigs.
Okay, now, are you, so.
You think that's a bear?
Is it possible?
Shh.
I hate this. Is it possible you're saying you have a very acute sense of hearing, so you've heard everything that's going on while it's, that we can't hear?
What's that? Shh. That stoplight just changed.
You would drink in the morning, too. You would. You're not better than me. You would need a drink. The three of them, they're laughing hysterically. Then they say, I'm the last one to get. Because he heard something. Watch this. Watch this. See if he heard. Say, did you hear that?
He's like a cat.
Is it possible, Thomas, that's not even your real last name and everyone just calls you that because you hear everything?
Shh, what?
Everyone's always like, Thomas Heard. Is that what you're saying? Thomas Heard it? Look at him. He's not going to make it through this bit. He's not going to make it through this.
Someone just swung a door open on the third floor.
Where are you, Thomas, that you heard that?
Ninth floor.
That's unheard of.
Literally.
We're going to get to Eton in a moment. It's going to be fine if I can just spin a few more plates here. All right, Thomas, Are you going to sit there shushing while you hear things? Or are you gonna...
I heard Harvey Weinstein's going to walk.
So let me see if I have this right. In your defense, these people you attacked, you probably heard
my
them.
My hearing is 20/20.
That's your eyesight. You probably heard
no,
them.
No, I have glaucoma. I can't see shit.
First of all, you have a speech impediment. It's glaucoma. And you heard these people saying hateful things that no one else could hear.
That's
so,
correct.
So when you were attacking them, it was out of simple retaliation for their hatred first, correct?
No, no, I just hate white people.
Okay. I'm just trying to help you out.
You know why?
Why?
Because what they did to Jussie Smollett.
They didn't do that. He paid.
I was there in Chicago. I saw where it happened. And there was also three unicorns that were witnesses.
Okay, unicorns aren't real. What are you, too special to come up and get your own fucking whiskey?
Shh.
Oh, he brought it.
Shh.
Oh, of course.
You hear that?
No! No one hears anything! You're the only one that heard it. Okay, let me ask you one question. We're going to get to the guests in a sec.
I use Q-tips, but I only put them in a little bit.
I don't... Now you're confusing it with abducted in plain sight. You only put them in like an inch so you don't break anything?
No, because Q-tips will ruin your hearing.
Okay.
I got off the subway. I don't like white people, so I sprayed some of them, and I also had a kniff.
A kniff?
Yes.
A knife?
Yes.
Maybe...
Shh.
Did you hear that? Say it.
I sound like someone tapping a pencil on the desk.
Yeah, they do that
you
around.
Hear that?
They do that around.
Sound like a pencil on a microphone.
Yeah, it's.
Shh. That's like someone getting ready to make a toast at a wedding. All right, now it sounds like somebody masturbating in the woods.
So let me ask you this. With all your incredible acute sense of hearing, did it ever occur to you, rather than just attacking white people, maybe you could have used your powers for good? Maybe you could have worked with the very police that are arresting you and possibly been like, look, why don't you take me on stakeouts? I have a very acute sense of hearing, and I can help you, listen to what these people are saying. Just
it's
by
a wonderful idea. Yeah. Hang on one sec.
No, don't do this. This ought to be great.
All right, now what I've done is I've told the police that I would like to help them. This is what most people do when they're arrested.
Sure.
Especially for child porn and stuff. They go, look, I'd like to help you with a sting and stuff like that. I've watched it on the Chris Hansen show.
Sure.
They'll get arrested and they go, I want to help you. That's how they try and snitch the way out. Now, I have talked to one of the officers and he has promised to take me on a ride along so that they can hear what my sense of hearing can do. I'm very excited.
All right, you doing it now?
We're going on a ride along.
Okay, here we go.
Stay with us.
All right. Got nowhere to go.
That's a clicking noise.
It sounds like he cocked a gun. Sit down, Steve. I said cocked a gun.
We're driving.
We can hear the car.
The sounds of the car and the road.
Yeah.
And we're driving.
We even hear that. You're not really wowing us so far with your acute sensibilities. God, that whiskey's good.
All right, shh.
If we don't have the whiskey.
Shh. What's that? You hear that?
I don't hear anything, Thomas.
I do.
Team North on Sheridan, temp 4 and 2093.
It's a police radio.
Going there first.
We got it. Again, Thomas, we hear that. Thomas, we hear everything.
I'm making a five ball on Howard.
It's a man, definitely a man.
Thomas, did you just want to go on a free ride along with a cop? You're not giving us any information. Like, you should. It's a siren.
Sirens.
I know you're going to say it's a siren. You hear the siren. I don't know if you
know. Somewhere real fast now because the sirens are on.
Thomas, I hate to tell you this, but.
That's the sound of the wind blowing by the windows.
The sirens are so loud so that everyone can hear them, even deaf people. I'm surprised it's not deafening you right now, dude.
My ear is right by the sirens.
So really, you're giving the police no help
it's
whatsoever.
It's either sirens or someone yelling.
No, it's sirens. It's sirens, Thomas. I'm folding
it
your
stopped.
Paper, Thomas.
One moment,
Thomas.
Oh, hang on.
I'm folding the paper, Thomas.
Oh, boy. It looks like a crime has occurred. Hang on.
You're right at the scene. They drove you to it. You're looking at stuff that anyone can see.
All right, officers. My vision's not good, but I will tell you what happens.
Because you're wearing women's sunglasses. Oh, this is bad.
I hear something.
There you go. Thomas.
I think someone's playing a snare drum.
No, that's wrong. That's a gun. What is that, Thomas? What is that?
Maybe like a cheerleader practice?
No, no, that's a machine gun.
Well, then, please, I just got home. Don't rush me.
Good job.
I hear giggles.
Yeah, that's
silence.
John. That's the guy sitting next to you. That's the beginning of Sometimes a Fantasy.
Someone
by
just
Billy
broke
Joel.
A plate. A plate's broken. Are we in a Greek diner?
Can I say something, Thomas? You've been no help whatsoever to the police. If anything, you've been a distraction that probably left AIDS and chlamydia on the back seat of the car.
I am trans.
You know, you can take PrEP now.
I gotta get out of here. I have to go fight vampires.
All right, that's Blade, by the way. That's the Blade part of it all. There you go.
What?
Nothing.
Shh.
How can you say what? You hear everything.
This is Oreo Connor.
There you go, you're back.
I'm back with the news. After bringing you a heartbreaking story out of the northmost borough, the Bronx.
Actually,
we take you live now to our Compound Media Studios, Midtown Manhattan, with Gary Biscayne.
We've been over this, Ori. It's Gino Bisconti. Ori? He's gone. Ori O'Connor, everyone. Just fantastic stuff. I got to tell you, I'm going to do all I can to get Anal Bin Pooper back on tomorrow. I think that guy is absolutely fantastic and misunderstood.
Fans knew he was a failure.
He was great.
We have a very special guest coming in today.
Who's talking right now?
Taryn. Thought it was going to be Ori, and then I realized it was gone.
Could have been standards and practices. Talk to me. Who's the special guest you speak of?
Very special guest. We're so excited. Love this guy. Comic around town. Also won an AVN award. Do you know what that is, Gino?
No, I don't even watch porn. I mean, whatever AVN is.
How did you just know when you said I don't watch porn? You knew what AVN
I was just volunteering that I don't watch porn, especially Asian porn, especially pirate porn. I have a great line for a pirate porn. I'll tell him when he gets in here. Are you talking about the love? I fucking was so for Eitan Levine, everyone. Please welcome. I'm like, because I kept calling him 18. Yeah, yeah. In the chair. Eitan Levine, it's a goddamn pleasure, young man.
I'm having a beer. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you were having a drink?
It's early. I am wasted.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Did you get? Do you need a whiskey? Hey, can someone grab him a cup so he can have a little more whiskey? He's not a fucking quitter. First of all, I mean this. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It is because you won. He made a porn based on Hamilton, and the title was
Hamilton.
Now let me say, okay, there you go.
Thank you.
Gino, I'm gonna say this. I told people the name of it last night, and everybody goes, "That's a great fucking name."
Like, thank you.
And I will say this, and I bet a lot of you agree. I don't normally, and I'll be honest, I haven't gotten to watch it yet. Don't get me wrong, because I've got such a long list of porn viewing to get
to my work. That's all that I want people.
That's
to
all
do.
That you ask. But there's not a single person. That's fucking brilliant. That's a great fucking name.
When we pitched it to Woodrock, they said that it was the best porn parody name they'd ever heard.
And you're probably like, whatever, you're just being nice and you want a script and blah,
like,
blah, blah.
Put a trophy behind that and I'll agree.
But they did, so you're at, and there you go. What porn
star? I have a question.
Yes.
Of course.
Eitan, why are you,
Eitan, by the way. It's Hebrew.
What
it means
did Gino
Christ
say?
Killer.
I said Eitan. He's like, Eitan. Like, that's so easy.
No one pronounces it.
How
right?
come you were modeling for Sam Adams beer in this photo? Yeah.
I was dressed as Alexander Hamilton, and that's a 2-time AVN award winner, Sunny Lane.
Oh, Sunny Lane.
Yeah, we got her to walk down the red carpet with me.
I love the song the Beatles made about her.
Yeah. Penny Lane. Penny Lane's in my heart, and then
Sunny Lane was the first draft. That was Ringo's draft.
He's like, Sunny Lane? That sounds like a hooker, man. We should make it Penny Lane.
Ooh, we have a clip. Can we show a clip?
Yeah, it's Tommy Pistol.
That's Tommy Pistol. You go way back.
If you look closely, by the way, you see
the Tim Meadows.
Wait, what about the background?
The background. That background is the set of Full Holes, the Full House porn parody. You go back to it. I swear to God. He discovered it's Missy Martinez. It looks like the living room from Full House, right?
Yeah.
They did the porn version of it there.
And it's called, but here's the thing, Full Hole, That's not that big a deal. Hamilton, you got my money, right?
The man who came on everything, he discovered the magic wand.
Now, let me see if I have this right. Hamilton is based on the fact that back...
Gino, I can't hear the porno.
I thought you were Thomas... Go get Thomas Hurd to explain it to you.
The same last name, but we're not sisters. We are stepsisters, come from different misters. Our mothers both jizzed in by different jisters.
Did you write the raps for this?
I wrote about 15... So I wrote the first draft. I came up with the name, some of the store, and the, I'd say like 15 to 20% of the original script made it into the final of it. The famous line, Alexander Hamilton, my name is Alexander Hamilton, and there's a million loads I haven't blown, but here I come. That was me. So, yeah.
That was your little brainchild?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And basically the storyline is the porn rules were too rigorous.
Yeah.
I said rigorous. It's Monday. Too rigorous, what, in Britain, so they came to America where they could make their own porn laws?
Exactly. They wanted to get out of British porn rules. So they came to America and they did a three.
A lot of this based in fact.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I like to think it happens in canon with the rest of Hamilton.
Now, here's the thing. I read over your stuff. Like, you've done a shit ton. Like you're young, though. Like, look, I'm 50. How old are you, kiddo, if you don't
29.
Mind? 29? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
You got your whole fucking life ahead of you.
Yeah, this came about because the reason why Hamilton happened is because there
I banged a girl who was almost as old as you this week. All right, too much, too much.
I talked to her girl once, you know, so were you.
But you, and of course, like, here you go. Eitan Levine, if I may just read this, because this is all the stuff he's done. Yeah. Eitan, look at that, I learned your name. It only took...
Eitan.
Gino, I'd like to say this. I'm very envious of Eitan because
Eitan.
I always thought I wanted to go into porn, too, and do, like, production and stuff like that.
And do... You wanted to go into porn...
Jewish way to get into porn.
Yes!
I want to get into porn, but on the money side.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
On the money shot side.
Thank God you're... The last guest they gave me was a puppet who sucked a dick. Sit down, Steve. God, everything you say is funny. So, wait, why would you want to get into the production side of porn?
Because it's awesome. I saw the guys like Vivid from Vivid and stuff like that. Remember they had all those reality shows where they would cover those guys?
It's the best scene I've ever seen.
We when I was at Elite Daily, one of the first videos I did with them was that we got a tax accountant to give porn stars tax advice to see if they can get like dildos written off and stuff like that.
Stop it.
Swear to God, it's up there. I forget. Yeah, it's somewhere up on somewhere on Elite Daily's site.
Eitan, forgive me, is a New York-based writer and comedian, Human Theme Park, and he has listened to this through articles, video, documentary, and live broadcasts. His work has been seen by tens of millions across the globe. Hundreds across the globe. He's previously been staffed as a journalist, production on-air talent at Elite Daily, Cheddar, Mashable, several other pubs. He's also worked on creative projects with companies like Nike, Red Bull, Jeep.
Can you get bacon on mine?
Audible.
Gino?
No, True TV and others.
I want bacon on my cheddar mashed potatoes.
No, that's a thing. Cheddar mash, that's pretty good. In 2017, Eitan, motherfucker.
There it is.
Was hired as a writer for Hollywood Says, China's only celebrity talk show that filmed in the U.S. It put an entertaining slant. I can never resist. During his time at Cheddar, his series Money Menu and Business of Going Viral were the highest rated shows on the channel.
Gino, quick point. I was able to get a clip of this movie and some weird stuff is happening.
Really? Let's take a look.
Hamilton? Oh, yeah.
Now, they're not singing here.
No, at a certain point, they stop. I will say, after Missy Martinez gets cummed on...
Which one's Missy Martinez?
Missy Martinez is the one in the pink dress. So
right.
When she gets cummed on, I think she says one of the funniest things I've ever heard. She wipes off some of it and goes, oh, what a historical load.
And that's just ad-libbed.
I don't know if that was ad-libbed. I don't know if that was written into the script, but God bless her.
Is there a playbill for this so I can keep track of the characters? Yeah. A playbill?
Hey, Gino, look
section.
Under the guy's balls. There's the part you like.
I will say some of this porn is very aggressive.
Okay, so, and most of this is actually autobiographical, you're saying, correct?
Exactly. So which guy's the president?
He wasn't the president. He was the Fed chair.
Oh. Oh, those girls look happy.
Oh, she's going to say it in a second.
There's, thank God. Because sometimes we'll end the show and it's just a guy getting fisted by another dude. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Did they do ADR post-production where they just have people moan into
Gino.
It?
Oh, let's see
you,
Ethan.
Oh, such a good little mess cleaner.
You know, Berg used to wear a toupee that looks a lot like that powdered wig.
Oh.
Bad meat. I still have to watch that.
Burnett Judge.
So while we're watching her lick the cum off this historical tit, so that's incredible. You've done all these things. You're only 29. It seems like you're just, how do you wind up saying, and I'm going to try and write a porn? Like how do you go from writing all this stuff that's...
Gino, one sec. I love where you're going with the questioning, but did you just shut up for one sec?
No, don't do this. Oh, fuck. Give him a minute.
Hey, Hamilton, first and foremost, is a marital aid. You know, that's what we want to make sure.
Aaron, were you going somewhere with this?
Shh.
Aaron?
Shh. Oh, fuck.
Just, that's right, just free Monday 20, and, you know, you get this 4 days a week.
How could you not with the state of the world it is right now?
How could you not want this? Are you done? Aaron?
We're good. That was hot.
Right. Fantastic. So at what point you go from all this stuff, and you do stand up, right?
So you stand up, yeah, I do all the comedy things.
When do you like,
is Ori O'Connor.
No, Ori,
we're
not
live
enough.
Here at Garrett's Egg Watch, checking in on Garrett's eggs today.
How are his eggs today?
He's peeling the first one.
Patch me through to Garrett.
Patching it through to Garrett.
So is that what you have for breakfast every day, Garrett? Eggs?
That's so weird, right? I've never heard of that before.
You know what I usually have for breakfast? A late dinner. I usually have a late dinner. That's my breakfast. Whiskey, beer. So at what point you're like, I bet I could write a porno. Or is it the other way and you think of the name Hamilton, no, and you're like, that'd be a great porno, and suddenly you run with it. What is the leap from writing all this stuff to like, I'm going to write a fucking porn?
Well, it was actually related. There was so when I was at Elite Daily, I was covering entertainment news. So entertainment, like I wrote 3 articles about the Kardashians a day for 2 years, loved it.
And you could write anything because people fucking eat that up like...
I was getting millions and millions of hits just because I was covering Kardashians.
He's still eating the fucking egg?
He's not to it yet. That's why we're covering it.
All right, keep
I'm
on it.
Oreo
we'll go back
Connor.
To Eitan. God.
My face voted for the president, but mostly in the mouth area.
Thanks, Ori. So go on.
I think a lot of people are shitty to the Kardashians, to be honest. I think the Kardashians are interesting if you look at it from the fact that, like, OJ killed his wife so effectively.
Right.
His lawyer's kids got 10 seasons of unscripted
just
reality.
Moments from Eggwatch, and there it is, the first bite of egg of the week.
You're perfect. He ate an egg, Ori. Ori, that's not news. Ori, here's the only news you brought today. You had all weekend, Ori. All weekend, you showed me a video of a mother slipping in puke on spring break. You realize that, right? I gave you the Thomas Hurd story. You're like, oh, really? Let me look it up. And then you Skyped into some
Thomas
homeless...
Hurd what story?
No, we're not doing that bit right now.
Do you hear that? You have like a guest in the studio or something.
Yeah, he's right here. Everyone sees him.
It's crazy you guys pick up CNN's feed on this. That's amazing.
I just do this 4 days a week. It's just a runaway.
I'm
do you know who's on the $1
right
bill?
It is 9 a.m. I'm unemployed. I don't drink before or get up.
I have a feeling.
Great.
I have a feeling you're going to be a guest on this show a lot.
Oh man, thank you. I really honestly just need a reason to get out of the house.
Like when I offered him, I'm like,
egg
you
one, done.
When I offered him to drink something,
we take you down to the street
like, yeah,
where we
it.
Go interview people about egg wash. Hello, sir. Ori O'Connor with. Compound Media News, have
He's
you
new.
Been
be,
paying
be patient,
attention
please.
To Egg Watch?
What's that?
I don't watch no Egg Watch thing. All I know is that Kamala Harris is a Muslim.
Sir, there's no room for that here. We'll be right back with more from Egg Watch.
He's just having an egg.
Garrett clearly has a fish shirt on. He's excited to eat his second egg.
Ori, did you do any journalistic investigation this weekend? You showed a woman puking and you're watching the guy next to you eat an egg right now. That's what you're doing.
I read Jose Canseco's Twitter.
Did you see what he did?
What did he
do? Oh, he's like, hey, stop fucking my ex-wife. First of all, she's your ex-wife. You can fuck people if they're not really in a relationship, hypothetically speaking. You can do that.
I'm lost.
Jose Canseco tweeted that A-Rod... A-Rod proposed to J-Lo.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jose Canseco tweeted, stop treating J-Lo like shit and fucking my ex-wife. And then he tweeted...
He said stop cheating on her.
Yeah.
He said stop cheating on her.
Right. But then he also said he's fucking his ex-wife because he called her a month ago and I was at my ex-wife's house. And then he kept tweeting and the last tweet was like, I will challenge you to a boxing match or MMA fight. And he put it on Twitter. Because Jose Canseco has lost his fucking marbles.
That's the most on-brand Jose Canseco.
What's that?
He was like trying to hunt me
Stop it, Billy. Like, yeah. Billy, stop it.
That's accurate. I wrote for A-Rod once. I'm not going to tell you what the project was.
Come on.
I can't. All I can say is there's a story. There's a story.
Let me tell you something. No one's watching after the Thomas Hurd bit.
I don't want to forego an NDA. A-Rod comes. So A-Rod, I have to basically write an intro for A-Rod. And the one note I get from A-Rod's team is A-Rod doesn't want to be known as a baseball player in his intro. Swear to
God.
How
long ago was that?
It was about a year ago, and they were like, A-Rod wants to be known first and foremost as the CEO of A-Rod Corp. And there is nothing dumber than having an announcer go, you know this next guy from being the CEO of A-Rod Corp. Give it up for A-Rod. Like, what is that even?
It's nothing. And let me tell you this, I don't... Ori's back. I don't... doesn't do anything. He's just skating by on his nine.
That's right. You challenged us, and we found breaking news. We have contacted A-Rod. Bear with us while we Skype him in.
Yeah, he's going to Skype him in.
This is A-Rod.
Get up here and get a drink, bitch. Did you meet Eitan? Steve's on.
Big news. Breaking before any major network here on Compound Media. A-Rod.
I hit the button.
All right.
Sorry, my fat's blocking the way.
Steve, no. That's really? That's what you did? That's what you got a fish. That's a fishing rod.
Hola.
Look at John. John's wow. Like,
I love my wife, man.
John is like your uncle. He's like, yeah, you get it. It's a fish. We get it, John.
Josie.
We get it.
Josie Kensico's a liar, man. I'm A-Rod.
First of all, I'm going to...
I love my wife.
Dad jokes with production value, and it is amazing.
Dad jokes with production value. They are.
This is like if my dad had access to a soundboard in a production crew. Like,
the two shows I'll
watch...
I
used to play baseball, man.
It's this and Family Guy, and I'll watch them both, and I'll be like laughing. I'm like, this is so stupid. All right.
What questions do you have? Okay. 8-pound test is what I use. Primarily, I go for bass.
You see the eyes in the mouth?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. It's
I'm like a spin cast. You know, I'm not a fly fishing rod. I'm just a spin cast rod. I'm just a normal run-of-the-mill rod. Okay. When you introduce me, could you please say I'm the founder of A-Rod Productions?
A-Rod, couple things. So congratulations on your recent engagement to J-Lo.
Cumpleaños.
Let me explain the bit. He's Spanish. All right, so
here's
my question. I don't know if you know this.
My beautiful wife is calling.
Are you really?
Oh, hang on. I got one.
Here we go.
He's a big one. We're putting up a fight.
Did you wake up for this? I'm sorry. But
it's like Andy Kaufman levels.
Hey, A-Rod, we got a big star in here, Eitan Levine. A-Rod, Eitan, you should go on the road, am I right?
Eitan.
Eitan.
All right, let me see if I can see if he's here.
Okay, hold on. See if who's here. He'll get another picture. Oh. A-Rod, Eitan, so that's it. So he challenged him to a fucking fight this weekend. I guess A-Rod left. So, so you're done. So and here's the other part that I didn't touch upon because you were raised like Orthodox.
I was Orthodox. Yeah, I was born and raised in an all-boys Jewish, I went to an all-boys Jewish high school, middle school. I went to Israel for a year. I was Israel's last comic standing in 2008. That's like a weird thing. I snuck out of a yeshiva to go do it.
Oh, really? Oh, wait.
Yeah.
So wait, you did last comic standing here?
No, in Israel.
There was a
pilot that was shot. I don't know what happened with it, but I went to do it. I won it, and then I went back to yeshiva like that night, the same.
You snuck in and out?
Yeah, I don't know if my rabbis knew about it. Yeah, they knew I did.
You had the locks or given.
No, I wasn't.
What are they called?
I like to say, I like to consider myself Kushner Jewish, you know? Like, we weren't like Orthodox. There's never going to be like a documentary about my family unless it's like a financial.
How does your family feel about, because I'm guessing there's.
Gino, give me one second. It's Ori O'Connor. I was able to find Eitan.
Why do I even try?
I've got him Skyping in.
All right. Eitan, hit the button. You have a button too. I love this guy. I'm done. I'm out.
There it is.
There's the guy.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, I can't stand it. No, this is Eitan. You're just a ton of weight. This is Eitan.
Oh, look. My bad. I'll get out of here.
You got a shutter. What are you doing?
This bit is appropriation. I was named after a Holocaust survivor, goddammit. How dare you?
Really?
You know where we're able to get A-Rod's wife?
J-Lo.
To answer these questions, okay. Yes. Bear with
us. This is going to be great. Eitan, you can help me out with this. You could. All right. J-Lo. Really, excuse me 1 minute. You're really pleased with yourself, aren't you?
This is literally Thanksgiving when my uncles are like, hey, you know what's a funny bit you should do on stage? You know what's
yes!
funny?
This That's is the whole girl. Show!
And I love it. This is great. This is family time.
J-Lo. Hey, we met your handsome, slender husband, A-Rod. Are you even going to try and say words? Okay, we get it. When you're done blowing your boyfriend, A-Rod, what's the noise you make? There you go. When he holds your head underwater because you just don't fucking listen, what's the noise you make? There you go.
There it is.
Great. Doing fucking great with it. Any questions for her there, Eitan?
I mean, honestly, you're J-Lo. Why would you settle for A-Rod?
Yeah, there you go.
A-Rod's a piece of crap. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Well, let me add this. I love what you're doing with your hair. That's a very festive little hair piece there. Okay. It's just going to blah, blah, blah. Just blah, 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 blah. All right. Well, that's fantastic. Well, good luck. When is the wedding? That's right. Okay. Fantastic. All right. Well, you're free to go, J-Lo. Yeah.
From the block.
What's that?
From the block.
It's really highbrow stuff. You're going to have to go back and watch it later to get all the jokes you missed.
Yeah, this is like Memento, but comedy.
So, seriously, your parents are... So, they're okay with what you're doing?
My parents, career-wise, have been super, super fun and, like, supportive. Hamilton is the only thing they haven't been, like, on board with. When we shot this...
But I would imagine, and don't get me wrong, like, because I joke, but Jews, Italians, and Greeks, they're all the same. They will
same
fucking...
People, yeah.
It's like, my son killed someone. Let me tell you about that piece of shit my son... You know, it's like, they're very supportive, so even...
Tony Soprano was all of our dads. Yeah. I mean, that's, like, the way I kind of, like...
So I'm guessing, even though it's hard, you know, they're not supportive, it's... What are they like with it? I bet they're even supportive in some as best they can be, in a way.
Comedy, they are. When we shot the documentary about Hamilton, which I'll explain to you how Hamilton kind of happened. When we shot the first scene, when I told my mom, I go, like, Mommy, I'm going to go film this, you know, document. I'm going to go write this porn. And she goes, no, you're not. We're an Orthodox Jewish family.
But I love that you even told her first. You're like, Mom, like, it's the kind of thing. I'd be like, ta-da, that's a porn. Here's my porn award. What are you talking about? You told her you were, because you were raised right. You told her you're writing a porn.
She answered. She was like, your sisters are Orthodox Jews. We're never going to get married. I would rather you join ISIS than do this to us. Is the exact quote. She had that ready. She had that ready.
That's why Italian mothers and Jewish, they just try and guilt the Insane. Fuck out of you. But
They're
it's
so
love.
Good at it. My mother, I think, is one of the most genuinely funny people I've ever met.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I understand what you mean. I mean, I've never met her. Honest to God, she wasn't.
Gino's my dad. This is the reveal episode.
When people say, why are you funny? It's like, were your parents funny growing up? And I always say this, and I'm sure I've said it before. You don't know growing up. Like, if you wake up every day and your dad, God forbid, punches your mom in the face, like, that's what a man does. You don't know any better.
Yeah.
But if you have parents, like, I bet you, they teach you not to take anything seriously. Everything's, let's
Well, I mean, this isn't on there. I'm a cancer survivor. That's like, that's
the
like
eggs
other
are
part
finished.
Two. I should mention that.
I don't know if you know this. My Aunt Olga just died of cancer.
Oh, my God. Well, if she wasn't Eitan Levine strong, baby!
Rory O'Connor reporting live from Egg Watch. The eggs are done. Stay tuned for more eggs tomorrow.
I don't know if you know this. This is a record-setting Monday, dude. This is a record
In the erstwhile, breaking news. Gary Biscayne, host of In Hot Water.
Gino Bisconti.
Caught doing pornography.
I don't want to see this.
Here he is, Gary.
How is that me? Oh, because it's a wife beater with a hair...
I thought he went to camp with her.
Why is he... Why am I sweating so much in the video?
Take you to Gary Biscayne's thoughts.
Oh, God.
I don't tell your boyfriend.
Soft again real quick. God, I get soft so fast.
I thought he was
fast.
Shushing her in a romantic way, and then he just put his finger
on,
in her.
I hope I stay
hard. The claw.
He looked like a no emotions moment.
Come on, lick the tomato sauce off my fingernail.
If I ever sweat, and the gold chain... Remember,
did you like
people,
my show at LOL? I'm getting soft. I gotta do these softer pumps.
Like, you ever do that? You're banging a chick, and like you go for one more time, and you're hard. Like, you get hard, you're like, quick, let's fuck.
Hey,
and while you're doing it, you're losing. You're like, don't lose
my
that. And then you're just
died
you're
of
just
cancer.
Mushing it all in there, and you're.
I'm sorry, what? I'm not even on now. All right.
Hey,
all right.
I'm
that
Gary
looks
Biscayne.
Like sweaty. All right. That's not. I have all my hair. That guy. All right. We get it. Can we? Oh, we're done. Hi.
I'm Ori O'Connor.
Thanks, Ori.
And I owe you, the news going public, an apology. It was wrong for me to think that my freedom of speech platform could be utilized to show an old Italian man having somewhat erect sex.
That's what it was.
That was also CNN's feed, correct?
Yeah, someone, yeah. Other Eitan credits include writing for Emmy Award-winning sports segments, Five for Fisher.
My face.
Dan Fischler.
Yeah.
Is divided on EBT.
On EBT or BET?
EBT.
Sometimes.
My forehead mostly likes government handouts, but my mouth hates it.
You know, it's free Mondays. We got a lot more viewers. I thought you would really do up your head a little more nicely, you know, really blend it in for us like you did on Thursday.
Give me a moment.
Okay. Like, here's the thing. If he puts on the makeup, you can't even tell.
Oh, man, it looks like so natural once again.
Oh, it does. But I mean, you'll see. It's like, so that's incredible. So then what's next? You're not doing another porno.
Not doing another porn. Unless when we went over, when I found out
that
I did.
I got to tell you, I would want to do another one just because you were so good at the first one.
Well, when I found out that when we got nominated for an AVN, I was like, oh, I don't work in porn. Let's do like a For Your Consideration campaign. So we went out there and we did like 2 weeks of stuff where you can go to DK's Donuts in Santa Monica, buy a Hamiltona. That's a real thing. The Museum of Erotic Heritage. Let us put up a...
I'm guessing it's cream-filled? That's too easy.
Ice cream-filled. Get it?
Really?
Yeah, it's fun for everybody. Yeah. It's a cronut that they put ice cream in the middle, and then they put the other stuff.
You said you came to find out that you won another award afterwards that you found out about.
I didn't know that I was eligible for a second award, but I got nominated for best soundtrack and for best clever title, and both.
But wait, I didn't know porns had soundtracks. Did anyone know that? Seriously.
Yes. Here's a song I wrote for my porn. Listen.
I don't want to. That just sounds like a lot. It sounds like. Sounds like a boot stuck in mud, only wetter. That's my Italian impersonation.
That one also got nominated. Well, it's an honor to be nominated. Just so
And did you get to give a speech when you won?
No, I wish. It was basically the AVNs are, there's like a million categories, just numbers-wise, because it's like best solo sex, best group sex, best gay group sex, best lesbian. So it's like there's so many categories. So it only got like a moment on the screen.
Right.
Yeah.
But still.
We filmed a documentary while this was happening, so we did get my reaction and stuff like that.
Is Ori still in makeup? Oh, look at him laugh. All right, here's the next question. I totally black. Oh, did you get to go to any parties at the AVN?
We got to go to the awards suite.
My friend Joanne, she was at the AVNs. But tell anyone. Don't tell anyone that you were at the AVNs. Don't tell anyone you were at the AVNs. This guy won an AVN award.
This is Ori O'Connor reporting live from Compound Media, Free Mondays. Hi,
Joanne knows
I'm
the chance.
Ori O'Connor.
No, Ori, no. No, what? It looks like you just spray painted your face. You did it. It just looked like you spray painted your face white.
This is
like a Chappelle
glue.
Sketch.
It looks like
glue.
Did you ever see Did you ever see the movie Scarface? That's what it looks like.
The movie Powder.
I feel very dizzy and sleepy. My neck is the least troublesome. But mostly around the eyes and the nose.
Is it from the... And my, you did your...
You look like Lex Luthor on chemo.
I just got the joke. I just got the joke that he did. He left the whiteboard on his forehead uncovered. That's the funniest part of it. So let me explain. It's really clever. He spray painted his face white except for the white part.
Like I'm Ori O'Connor.
It's highbrow stuff.
In a full-out dedication to Egg Watch, yes. I made myself look like an egg.
I gotta tell you, you really...
I'll be going undercover in the compound meeting. Studios, I'll be hiding in the refrigerator and hoping Bill Schultz doesn't take me home.
He's gonna eat your face like, oh my God, right now Sullivan's in the green room chloroforming Joanne. That's good. That should be good. All right,
I feel sleepy and woozy.
What did you use to color your face in?
Liquid paper.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, that's bad. Does it smell like ammonia right now?
It's like the Elmer's glue guy came on him.
I feel dizzy and I see ghosts.
Yeah, because do you realize liquid paper, it specifically says on it, do not inhale. And you're not only inhaling it, you've got it going through all the pores in your head.
It's not good. Also, my skin is more sensitive than a normal human.
Yeah. Yeah,
because of the vertigo.
Because I get it. You're not a normal human. I got
Viralgo
that.
Viralgo
is my disease.
No, vitiligo.
Vitiligo.
When we
sounds like a Greek man.
The first time he's on Thursday, it's like I have propecia. I'm like, that's a hair product. I have alopecia. That makes you lose your hair. Let me look up what I have.
This is Oreo Connor.
All right, so Ori, if you
and I'm covered in liquid paper.
Ori, I gotta tell you, I just feel like you didn't do a lot of legwork this week, and I feel like you mailed it in because you got the job. We might have to give Anal Bin Pooper a call, dude.
I had a great time here, and I will continue to cover breaking real news stories.
All right. I will say this. It's nice that you're here. Legit news guy got the day off. Hardest working man in show business.
I'd like to say this. One of my colleagues who I stand with posted a very vocal tweet today, and I would like to show it to you. And
Tucker Carlson? Did you see what Tucker Carlson did?
No, what?
Look, I love him. Media Matters caught me saying something naughty on a radio show more than a decade ago. Rather than express the usual ritual contrition, how about this? I'm on television every weeknight, live for an hour. If you want to know what I think, you can watch. Anyone who disagrees with my views is welcome to come on and explain why. Thank you. Fuck you. Suck my dick. Sit down, Billy. But this is what we're talking about.
What did he say?
Do you know what he said, Ori?
Yes, he was on
it. That's much better.
I'm back.
You look great.
I was able to wash my face.
Did you have to scrape the,
I really felt like Michael Jackson.
I
met Michael Avenatti. I had a conversation with Michael Avenatti.
What's he like?
The AVNs. He came
at the
over.
AVNs?
Yeah, the AVNs. I was on the red carpet. He came with Stormy Daniels. He came over.
Duh.
Yeah, he came over, and the first thing he goes is, you know that me and Bob Mueller are nominated for an AVN for best domination of a president. And I was like, all right, Mike. I got it. Okay.
Well, Ori, what did Tucker Carlson?
Tucker Carlson was on a show called Bubba the Love Sponge, and he said several things where he called women the C word and said other stuff about sex offenders.
And it was
10 years ago when he was a contributor to a shock radio
just
show.
Fucking...
And if we've learned anything, it's that everything goes on shock radio.
And this is
Ori O'Connor, and I'm the man that dressed up as Colin Kaepernick.
But we were talking about at the beginning of the show, you were here. It's like, it's so funny how comedy has changed. It's like, me and Berg used to, I think everyone 10 years ago was like, oh, my God, someone got offended at my show. What did I do? Now it's I don't want to say a badge of honor, but for certain conversations,
I almost wish it didn't happen to Tucker Carlson because, man, is he unlikable. He's, the most unlikable guy. I don't like that this happened.
I love Fox News, I'm not going to lie, but, I'll watch him and I'll be like, so why do you go on a show and you know he's just going to yell at you? You know, he just screams and stuff. But I mean, it's just so funny that, nowadays it's like, I almost want, I say to my act, 99% of people in the world are like us. I'm like, and if someone gets mad at my show, I'll be like, you're the 1%. I know I'm doing my job right. If someone's like, and it's always the 1% who don't know how to do things. They're like, look, people with no sense of humor is like,
Gino, the 1% owns 99% of the wealth.
Yes, who's saying this, Berg or?
Yeah, me. I watched Colonel Bernie Sanders say it.
He was on earlier. Did you see we got Eitan?
You had a great show. I love Eitan. Please tell him he's welcome back any goddamn time he wants.
Any fucking time. We mean it because someone's got to carry my dead weight.
Ask him what he can plug.
Where are you going to be? What are you doing?
It's a stand-up comedy and Twitter. Eitan the Goalie, EITANTHE.
Why Eitan? And your teams have not won a championship since
1994. The Rangers, Knicks, Mets, Jets.
Oh.
And then the fucking Red Bulls, because sure, why not?
I'm a Philadelphia Soul fan just to get the AFL championship. Aaron, where are you going to be pissing people off?
I'll be somewhere in Jersey on Thursday. I'll be in New York Comedy Club Friday. It's only Monday, bro. What do you care? I got Frantic tonight. If you want to come by, I'll be hosting Frantic for the all-gay version with Tim Dillon. What we do is roll him around in dough and we all take a turn at him.
I can't come because I'll be at Stand Up New York with your lovely wife, Christine Meehan-Berg. That is the show. Stick around, people. Morning is next. We'll be here to watch. Kidding. Want to go get a drink?
Yeah.
Cross the street?
Yeah.
That's the show.